The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Step.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, just some better throws in some situations. A little bit more accuracy. Just general improvement all the way across the board. And obviously the one thing that everybody notices is the throws, so... I thought he missed a couple the other day, but that's to be expected. Hopefully he misses less this game.
You know, it's been a bit of a discussion this week. You know, Vic Fangio and the way that he talks about his players. In fact, we're going to have James Marillac coming on in about 10 minutes, and he's been the chief critic of that. And I don't know, Mark, you know, you think about coaches, and you played for Mike Shanahan, you played for Joe Gibbs, and... I got to cover Bill Parcells and Mike Shanahan, and, you know, we followed Belichick over the... this notion that you got to prop these guys up with all kinds of flowery praise, I don't know. Is that where we're at right now, or are these guys, they can't handle just, you know, sort of a gruffer, more realistic, hey, why don't you prove it to me, kid, type approach?
It certainly has changed to some degree, but I always say this. The one thing you have to be as a coach when you get your opportunity is you've got to be authentic. You've got to be you, you know, and I think you've got to be kind of honest. I mean, you can't go out of your way just to destroy guys, but, you can't get all, you know, flowery and sunshine like you talked about Bill Parcells. Let's hold off on putting Drew Locke into the Hall of Fame right now, right? Let's let him play a little bit. He did some really nice things. There's some things that he needs to improve upon. And I think everybody that looked at Drew Locke, the one thing you could take away from that performance, even if people are like, oh no, we need to go get a top five quarterback because that's the only way you can win. Even those guys, the D-Mac brigade that like that kind of style. I would tell you this. Is that, you know, Drew Locke had, to me, really good poise, and the moment didn't look too big for him. And that, to me, is impressive. That, to me, was a really good thing.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Where does my confidence come from? I don't think there's an exact thing I can point to. It's just kind of who I've been throughout sports, not just football, but basketball and everything that I've played. I think I've been through some tough times in sports to where, you know, I feel like I can come out of mostly any bad times that I'm going to have to where I should just always stay confident because, you know, if it is bad, I'm 100% sure I can come out of it and make something good from it.
Well, that's always something we talk about with young players. Does he carry himself with the requisite amount of swagger,
right.
Confidence? Does he exude the right kind of leadership qualities? It's early, but... What are your early impressions of Locke?
My early impressions were good. My early impressions, like, again, I don't care what he sounds like at the podium, right? I heard Brock Osweiler at the podium.
Good. Ball security is job security.
Right. I heard Brock at the... If Brock was as good on the field as he was on the podium, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he would.
He'd be the GOAT. There's just no question. So I'm not worried about a dude's podium presence. What I'm concerned with is what he looks like on the football field. And again, Drew Locke for me passed the eye test on the football field. I mean, some of the third downs, early third downs that he, you know, scrambled, he moved around, he kept his eyes down the field. He made completions. Some of those completions were like thrown against the grain, back to the tight end. You know, I mean, he did some really nice things. That to me is that's big time quarterback play.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I mean, just make a play. You know what I mean? A guy like Bosa is hard to break a tackle from. He's one of the best in the NFL. But I was able to do it and get a first down and help my team continue the drive. And we were able to score a field goal, I think, on that drive. So, you know, whatever I have to do to help the team, that's what I want to do. I just want to win games, man.
So as we've been debating wrinkles all week, whether or not he's coaching for his job, what he needs to do over these final 4 weeks, are you satisfied with the way that Philip Lindsay has been deployed this year?
That's an interesting question. That's a really interesting question. Because I think that Philip Lindsay, I think I would like to see more Philip Lindsay. But at what cost, Mike?
What do you mean what cost?
Last year
he's
got hurt.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
You use him up and spit him out. Bring in the next one. Sorry. I mean, I don't mean to sound so callous, but they're running backs.
But I'm just saying, if your next one is Dumbledore and your next one is, you know, the guys that aren't as producing, Freeman has not produced as much as we would like to see, like, you know, that to me would be a concern. I'd like to see more of Philip Lindsay. That's all I can tell you. I'd like to see more of Philip Lindsay.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Hockey's a weird sport. I mean, any professional sport, I think, just when you gain momentum, you know, you're a hard team to beat. And it seems like when you're losing some games, it's like, you know, when are you going to win the next one? So it's a roller coaster of a season. You just got to be able to stay even keel.
Nazem Kadri, a successful return to Toronto as the Avalanche kicked off a quick three-game Northeast swing with a win at Toronto. Hey, give the Avs, Mark, a lot of credit. They've been hit hard with injuries. They rode it out. They're getting guys back, and now they seem poised to take off again. They slid a little bit in the standings. At one point, you looked up, and they were in the wild card spot, but I think they take off now. And I know their record is not as good, and they're not situated as lofty as the Nuggets are in the standings. But I said this early in the season, I'll say it again. If I had to handicap one team or the other, best chance to go to the Western Conference Finals and beyond, I still think it's the Avalanche, and it's for all the characteristics that they've shown through adversity.
Yeah, they have shown that they're a top-notch, very tough, can deal with adversity organization. And they're a boot. They're a boot playing the game.
I tell you what, there was a lot to talk about from last night's game, and then they're in Montreal tonight where there'll be even more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Grab yourself a Molson.
Yeah.
Millennial Ben's like, that's enough. Move on. All right. Thank you, Millennial Ben. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. All right. Here comes touchy-feely James Merrillat, who thinks everybody needs to get a participation ribbon and Vic Fangio needs to give all these young players a good old grandfatherly hug from time to time. James states his position next.